being in the middle of 8.5 million people, yet have that quiet and beauty around you is a terrific kind of contradiction.
This is Hypothesis. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about a different kind of map of New York City.
Out of New York City's 305 square miles, 40% of that is in some form of green, and 11% of that 40 is natural spaces.
Helen Forgione is the Senior Project Manager for Ecological Assessment at the Natural Areas Conservancy, a nonprofit that works closely with the city's Parks Department. They've just released a map of New York City's natural spaces, broken into forests, grasslands, wetlands, and open water. The information was gathered as part of a massive ecological study.
We deployed about 25 biologists for 6 months
to assess the condition of these natural spaces. They started in 2014, tracking biodiversity and mapping out the perimeters of the habitats they encountered.
We found reams and reams of information, 750 different plant species.
New York City lies on the border of two different ecological regions.
So that means we're in a really unique place where you see southern species and you see northern species mix.
And a wide variety of types of habitat, like salt marshes, freshwater wetlands, grasslands, and forested uplands.
The city is so heterogeneous in its natural spaces.
Forgione says she hopes the map will inspire people to see their city not just as buildings and streets, but as a series of habitats, each supporting unique animals and plants, like birds that only nest along the salt marshes of Pelham Bay.
If you lose your salt marshes, you'll lose those birds. They won't have any other place to nest and breed.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.